Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for those of you who have felt a profound, deep-seated, uncontrollable desire to travel. And not just to travel to Hawaii or to the Magic Kingdom of Orlando or anywhere else on planet Earth, but to travel into space. The first ever space hotel is slated for opening by 2027. Does it sound appetizing to you? We will cover that story. Also, a sign that two-thirds of the public doesn't want a coronavirus vaccine. Thank God it's not in the United States. It's over in Russia. And they are skeptical about the Sputnik V vaccine. And why do you think they're skeptical? Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, I think had a very good theory. Actually, for Russians, you're looking for another kind of shot. It's called vodka. And particularly if you mainline it, if you just inject it, that should take care of everything. By the way, we're not recommending this. Please don't try this at home. The Levada Center yesterday released information that 62% of respondents in Russia said they did not want to get the domestically produced shot, with the highest amount of reluctance identified in those 18 to 24. Now, partially that's because people 18 to 24 are particularly skeptical about this government. And the government that just put Alexei Navalny in a very tough, high-security prison that he manifestly doesn't deserve, a government that lies about everything. Of course, why would you trust them? And so people say, oh, yeah, but you trust the government of the United States? By the way, whatever your politics, comparing the government of Donald Trump to the government of Putin is terribly unfair. It's not right. It's not comparable to Putin. And by the way, neither is Biden. And frankly, for all those people who are working, I know somebody who was able to get a vaccine and is now working as a volunteer to help people with vaccines. This is a beautiful thing in America. And it is also a beautiful thing that however much people in this country feel distrust of our political institutions and they don't like politicians and they don't like Republicans, they don't like Democrats, there is a brand new survey that shows that Americans reject the two established parties more than ever before. Is this an opening for something different? We will get to that. But with all of that, most Americans actually do find a basis for agreeing more frequently than someone would think. For instance, wouldn't you think that with all of the flurry yesterday, it was his birthday, about Dr. Seuss, that there'd be some people on the extreme left who would say, oh, yeah, well, it's a good thing that Dr. Seuss is getting, quote, canceled, that his estate has agreed to stop publishing six of his books, including classics like To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street and If I Ran the Zoo and others. I listen to Joy Behar. This is actually kind of encouraging. It's clip number 5.
I do not like erasing art. I do not think it's wise or smart. That is my position. I think that these books are teaching tools. These are teaching tools. If I were teaching a class now, I would bring them right into the class so that people can see what He was thinking, do you think it's racist? Is it racist? Is it anti-Semitic? Let's discuss it. If you eliminate these books, if you take things away, there is no way to discuss what's in the book. It's not an educational motive, in my opinion. Even the movie Gone with the Wind, which everybody thinks is so racist, which it is, and it shows slaves as if they're all so happy, is a point for discussion. Now let's read the history book now. This is the real, this is the fictitious portrayal. I think that even elementary school children can learn from these books. I think it's an absolute outrage to remove books, period.
You know what? Welcome. I can't believe it. I have never heard Joy Behar say anything that was so sensible and so right on. And the idea of discussing masterpieces, we were talking about a number of them yesterday. Again, when you've got Joy Behar and The View saying this is just going too far, I think we can agree it is going too far. This actually relates to some of the encouraging news that I'm always looking for. And by the way, please send me, if you read some kind of story that's inspiring, that's encouraging, that gives you new hope, that makes America look great, which America is, send it to me, because I want to share it with people. And this is from Axios, and it's about a new poll that came out. And the headline is, Americans agree about more issues than they realize. And what's interesting that they do in the poll is they ask people what issues are important to you. And then they ask you, do you believe that those issues are important to anybody else or to people at large? And people don't realize that on the most important issues, the issues that we need to be given the most priority, Republicans and Democrats and old and young and black and white agree. And many Americans assume the rest of the country doesn't share their political and policy priorities, says the story from Axios, but they're often wrong, according to new polling by Populous. The polling reveals that despite growing political polarization, Americans share similar long-term goals and priorities for the country. Addressing climate change and preserving clean air and water landed in respondents' top five personal priorities for the future of the U.S. But they believe those issues rank closer to the bottom for most others. Biden voters rank climate change higher than Trump voters, but successfully addressing climate change still landed in the top 15 priorities for Trump voters. Meanwhile, most people said they care very little about the U.S. being the most powerful country in the world, even though they suspect it to be a middle-of-the-road priority for others. Priorities differed very little along gender, ethnicity, income, and educational lines. Nine issues showed up in the top 15 priorities for voters in both the Republican and Democratic parties. Biden and Trump voters both expressed a sense of urgency to address five issues: access to high-quality health care, safety in communities and neighborhoods, criminal justice reforms, help for the middle class, and modernized infrastructure. Commitment to individual rights such as free speech, peaceful assembly, the right to keep and bear arms, and freedom of religion landed in the top three priorities for both Trump and Biden supporters. Can you believe it? They mention the right to bear arms, and the majority of Biden supporters list that as a top priority. It was the top priority for the group overall. In other words, if you take Trump and Biden supporters together. National, I don't mean the bear arms, I mean those top three priorities. Commitment to individual rights. The bottom line, it's an intensity of differences on a small number of things that is bleeding out this perception of we just don't agree on anything. So said one of the people behind the poll. So with people agreeing so much, why is there all of a sudden a terrible situation where people have no faith in either of the two major parties? We'll get to that and to Cuomo's apology and more coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, I mentioned before that there is a tremendous rejection, and you hear this all the time, and particularly after elections where both sides are usually disappointed. One side because the guy you just voted in is not the savior or Superman you expected or wanted. and the guys who lost because you feel like somehow you were robbed, you were cheated by the two-party system. Things tend to go down after an election, particularly a hotly disputed election. But the numbers from Gallup are completely unprecedented. Just unprecedented. The Gallup's latest political identification poll, which was conducted between January 20th, the Biden inauguration, which was a fairly well-reviewed event. I think it left a lot of Americans feeling better, particularly coming after the January 6th disaster. But between January 20th and February 2nd, how many respondents identified as Democrats right after the inauguration? 25%. That's like a minor party. How many identified as Republicans? 25%. And among independents? 50%. 50%. Now, of the people who are identifying as independents, in this most recent Gallup poll that was taken just a couple of weeks ago, 41% of the independents said they lean more Republican, 50% of the independents said they lean more Democratic, and Biden won independents in this race by about 15 points. That's why he won the presidency. Because the overwhelming number, of course, it was 95% of Republicans voted for President Trump, and about that of Democrats voted for President Biden. In any event, here is another amazing thing. The fact that you only have 25% of the country who identify as Republican. You only have 25% of the country who identify as Democrat. What happens? Where do we go from here? And this is fascinating. More poll respondents than ever before, and they've been asking these questions for years. They've been asking these questions since 2003. They asked, do you agree with this statement that the Republicans and the Democrats do such a poor job representing the American people that we need a third party? Okay. Agreement with that statement that we need a third party. It's now 62%. The first time Gallup asked that question back in 2003 in the middle of the George W. Bush administration, only 40% agreed. So if 62% think we need a third party, why is it we haven't gotten one? And the answer is because of the way that our election systems work. Particularly given the fact that we have winner-take-all in 48 of our 50 states. There are two states, as I think you know, Maine and Nebraska, where they break down the electoral votes by congressional district. For instance, President Trump carried Nebraska easily, but Joe Biden won the second congressional district in Nebraska and won one electoral vote. And over in Maine, the President Biden carried the state of Maine, again, easily. It wasn't close. But Trump won a close race for the second district in Maine, so he picked up one electoral vote. If it were like that around the country, third parties would be more viable. But the problem with all of this is you can have somebody like Ross Perot. You remember Ross Perot? He won millions of electoral votes. He won 19% of the electorate in 1992. He really did. You can look it up. It was an amazing showing. How many electoral votes did he get with 19%? Did he get 19% of the electoral college? No, he got zero.
Now, that was just sad.
Yeah, it was pretty sad if you were somebody who wasted your vote on Ross Perot. And that's why Every once in a while, you will elect an independent. Jesse Ventura was famously elected independently as an independent to be the governor of Minnesota. Didn't work out very well, and Jesse has gone on to become a major conspiracy nut. I guess it's profitable for him. But he's been a guest on the show, and always glad to have him on. But then you have people like Angus King, who is a senator from Maine and a junior senator from Maine, and he's elected year after year after year as an independent. He was elected as a governor as an independent. And, of course, Bernie Sanders is technically an independent, though really, is that what you mean by an independent? It's not a third party. He's trying to make over the Democratic Party in the image of a radical socialist third party. But the idea, the hunger for a third party, Reason Magazine has a piece saying that when you look at these numbers and you say that 62% say the Republicans and Democrats do a poor job representing the American people and we need a third party, it does mean that we were talking, I believe it was yesterday, it may have been on Monday, about The Rock, about Dwayne Johnson. And look, I don't think that's a joke. If somebody like that, who is a celebrity, who does seem to be smart and sophisticated about politics, could, particularly in California, where they have... They don't have as you elect one Democrat in a Democratic primary and you elect one Republican in a Republican primary. As in the state of Washington, you have a top two primary. So you could very easily get two Democratic candidates running against each other. They had that with Senator Feinstein. The last time she got reelected beating another Democrat, because the highest-ranking Republican had come in third, so he doesn't go to the general election. What all of this goes to, it seems to me, is something that I think Republicans are very smart to be focusing on, which is rethinking elections. You don't have to believe, and I don't, not for a minute, that the election of 2020 was stolen, to believe that we could have some improvements in election security. And by the way, yesterday there was a questioning at the Supreme Court where there's an indication the Supreme Court is going to permit states to crack down on election security. We will get to that and much more, including the World Space Hotel and the latest with Cuomo and what it means. Coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his first public appearance since last week, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo apologized over sexual harassment accusations made against him by three women, but rebuffed calls by some lawmakers for his immediate resignation.
I'm not going to resign. I work for the people of the state of New York. They elected me. I'm going to do the job the people of the state elected me to do.
Cuomo denies he ever touched anyone inappropriately, adding he apologizes for having made people feel uncomfortable. President Biden is making a push to end cancer as we know it.
We can make significant strides in fighting cancer and Alzheimer's and other diseases if we take a slightly different approach.
Biden meeting with a group of lawmakers at the White House on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What they're saying about Michael Medved.
Would you estimate him to be a product of selected breeding?
There is that possibility, Captain.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And actually, it looks like Star Trek. It doesn't look like Star Wars. It looks more like Star Trek. The design for apparently the world's very first space hotel, it's a... based on a California-based startup. By the way, this is not, repeat, not the kind of startup that would be favored by our crowd. They're looking for stuff that is scientifically workable. That's highly doubtful about the space hotel. They're nice pictures, though. Somebody did some very nice drawings of what the space hotel might look like. The California-based startup, which is called Orbital Assembly Corporation, has announced plans to begin construction of the world's first space hotel. They're going to begin construction in 2025, so they're trying to raise money. Please save your money. And it's going to be set inside the Voyager Space Station, which is a new space station that could be operational also by 2027, because you can't put up the hotel unless you have the space station surrounding it. The hotel will host restaurants, a cinema, spa, and rooms for 400 people. Our planned orbit and elevation for Voyager, said Orbital Assembly, it's supposed to be 300 yards in diameter. It's like one of those great big Ezekiel saw a wheel. You saw the prophet Ezekiel, book of Ezekiel, the Bible sees a wheel in there. Well, this is a great big spinning wheel with, I guess, the restaurant and spa at the center. and they have little passageways that you go along. I don't know what they're going to do about gravity. I don't know what the room rates would be like. I don't know how you do an extended stay. Self-proclaimed as the world's first large-scale construction company, Orbital Assembly says that the Voyager station will feature more than 125,000 square feet of habitable space, just barely, in modules and access tubes. It will weigh 419 tons. There are 24 modules that have been allocated as hotel rooms, each measuring 12 yards in diameter and 20 yards long. Each module is supposed to be spread out over three floors. At least 12 modules will be dedicated to hotel rooms and suites. There will be 126 luxury suites and 62 luxury rooms and 30 standard rooms. So they've got this all worked out. The question is, it's not going to be cheap to go up there. And by the way, they are planning to operate everything that's going on the space station, apparently, with solar power. They have all kinds of solar panels in their design. And they say, with Voyager Station, we don't want to have to develop any new technologies. We want it to be technologies that are already at hand. It's just that we are applying them in new ways to get a structure and a facility like that. Okay, I don't understand. There are two things I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand the desire to spend a vacation in a machine that's, it's not in deep space. It's a little bit above the Earth's surface. You can look down at planet Earth. But what is it you can do in this machine? You can't, no golf, no running, no hiking trails, no swimming in the ocean. I don't know if they do a swimming pool. What do you do with a swimming pool on a space station to keep the water from, I mean, either there are gravity issues and how quickly is it spinning around. And then there's the cost. And look, I know that Americans are expecting the best, and I hope the best comes to us all from our economy. But what kind of individual has the kind of money that would be required? You'll notice they haven't said anything about that. The kind of money that would be required to actually go up in space and to vacation there. This is, it seems to me, a very strange idea and a very risky proposition. Speaking of risky propositions, Eric Greitens, does that name ring a bell to anybody? He was a governor of Missouri. He was a conservative Republican. He was charismatic. He was elected handily. And then he ruined his life with a sex scandal. And it wasn't an ordinary sex scandal. It was a sex scandal with somebody, not his wife, who he allegedly bound and abused. And then as she got recordings of him on the phone, this whole thing was awful, and he was forced out of the governorship. He is now planning to challenge, apparently, the incumbent senator in Missouri in the upcoming election. That's Roy Blunt. Now, Roy Blunt is one of the most conservative members of the U.S. Senate. He is a well-respected part of the Senate leadership. Eric Greitens says, unfortunately, Roy Blunt has been out siding with Mitch McConnell. What's wrong with that? Mitch McConnell is the Republican leader. He's been criticizing the President of the United States over what happened on January 6th. This is is he the only one who criticized the president for what happened on January 6th? Eric Greitens is saying, don't criticize the president. This is unbelievable. What is far more encouraging is Lee Zeldin, who is a fine member of Congress. He's a Republican from the 1st District in New York State. He said today he is actively exploring running for governor in 2022. Zeldin said, "I don't believe that Governor Cuomo should be reelected to a fourth term." No, I think that's correct. I think most Republicans, maybe even most Democrats, could agree with that. I don't think Governor Cuomo is going to end up running for a fourth term. He says, "Personally," says Lee Zeldin, "I believe the governor should resign." There's also, and this is one of the problems with Andrew Cuomo right now, is basically the main thing that people are going to know about him before this last thing exploded. Some people knew about the nursing homes and the fact that he shuttled people to nursing homes and that he deliberately downplayed the number of deaths that were in nursing homes. And that was shameful. But obviously, people understand a sex scandal more than they understand a scandal about the very serious matter of underplaying the amount of death in nursing homes in your state and potential corruption with the nursing home industry, where there have been a lot of people who've gone to jail from abusing people in nursing homes in New York State. It's been a big issue. In any event, the difficulty for Governor Cuomo is that all of this is going to lead. He has a very complicated personal history. He was married to Robert Kennedy's daughter. They have three younger daughters. They have three daughters, two twin girls who are 25 each, and another daughter who's 23. Can you imagine how those girls feel? How Governor Cuomo must feel, if he has any feelings at all, about these women coming out who are his daughter's age, who are very credibly describing really horrible behavior on his part. So what happens there, and what is he going to say? We'll get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take three little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Andrew Cuomo, who is the man of the hour for all the wrong reasons, actually had been quiet for a while with a third complainant who came, as we talked about yesterday on the show, came equipped with photographs. And at a wedding reception, he had put his hands on her. On the small of her back, she was wearing a dress with a bare back. And then in front of other people who snapped photos of it, he put his hands on either side of her cheek and asked to kiss her. And she didn't like it. She complained about it to friends at the time. Her friends were appalled, and now it's very public, and the photographs are all over. And it's kind of tough to say, well, I didn't do anything wrong when the photos say the opposite. And here was Andrew Cuomo speaking at his press conference about the allegations and other things. This is clip 9.
You can find hundreds of pictures of me making the same gesture with hundreds of people, women, men, children, etc. You can go find hundreds of pictures of me kissing people, men, women. It is my usual and customary way of greeting. You know that because you've watched me for, let's just say, more years than we care to remember. By the way, it was my father's way of greeting people. You're the governor of the state. You want people to feel comfortable. You want to reach out to them. I do it. I kiss and hug legislators. I was at an event in Queens the other day. Hugged the pastors and the assembly members who were there. So that is my way to do that. However, what I also understand is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter my intent. What it matters is if anybody was offended by it. And I could intend no offense, but if they were offended by it, then it was wrong.
Okay. The difficulty here is that, first of all, I don't believe that if you take a look at the picture with Ms. Rooch, who is the 30-year-old, I think she is now 30, it was 2019, it was at a wedding reception that the governor put his hands along her neck and sort of held her head toward him. And you can see in the photograph, she's clearly, she's not made comfortable in it. He said, this is the way I want to make people feel comfortable. Do you feel more comfortable if somebody starts grabbing you and hugging you, particularly if you are a young woman? And this particularly, given the fact that Governor Cuomo was one of those people who was outspoken criticizing Brett Kavanaugh for something Brett Kavanaugh had allegedly done that he strongly denied, where there was no corroborating evidence. And it was something he had done in high school. I mean, they haven't gone back to Andrew Cuomo in high school, but he may have been less than perfect there. Hearing his voice and hearing him talk about this, of course, there are lots of people that bring up that Joe Biden had some similar problems where he had been too handsy. He had been too much into greeting people. Now, all of that has been changed by COVID, one hopes. And obviously that should be permanent. It is not only hygienically better not to be hugging people, but the real problem with Andrew Cuomo is not his touch, it's what he said. And he, of course, denies it. But there is a great deal of evidence of people who have heard him say to Ms. Rooch that he wanted to kiss her and was commenting on her appearance. And then with other people, he actually had a woman. He had to know that this had happened. She was transferred out of his office because she had complained to other members of his staff that the governor made her feel uncomfortable by asking her if she had ever had sex with older men. And I think he was that was part of that old line that, well, older men, you know, we know how to do it. Right? That kind of, I mean, please. The entire thing is very, very deeply sad. I spent a little bit of time this morning just reading a little bit of Andrew Cuomo's personal history. And this makes you wonder, you have to be nuts to go into politics, really. I mean, as a profession, either nuts or saintly. And I mention that because somebody that I know who truly was a saintly human being and I worked for when I was 21 years old, and I was his speechwriter in his campaign, he just died at age 88. It's a gentleman named Joe Duffy, and with so many expressions of sorrow at Joe's passing, including from Bill Clinton, who worked on the same campaign in 1970, as I did. Bill was a Johnny-come-lately to the campaign. I was there from the announcement of candidacy to the end of the campaign. Joe was a pastor and just a son of a coal miner from West Virginia and a wonderful guy. And he was not in it absolutely for money or glory or, and again, I was with him virtually every moment of the campaign, touching other people or making anyone feel uncomfortable, that wasn't his way. He went on after losing a Senate race because of a third party candidate, but that's another story. He went on, he was head of the National Endowment for the Humanities, he was president of American University, he was president of the University of Massachusetts, went on to a long career, but never entirely gave up the involvement in politics. But for someone like an Andrew Cuomo, who goes through this painful divorce with Robert Kennedy's daughter. Well, here is where he said he won't resign. And he won't resign because I don't think this guy knows or can even experience doing anything outside of politics. This is clip 10.
With all these calls in the last couple of days calling for your resignation from some Democrats, certainly not all Democrats, but some Democrats, is today, since you've been gone for about a week, is this your way of saying I'm certainly not resigning?
Yeah. Dave, look, some politicians will always play politics, right? That's the nature of the beast. I don't think today is a day for politics. I wasn't elected by politicians. I was elected by the people of the state of New York. I'm not going to resign. I work for the people of the state of New York. They elected me, and I'm going to serve the people of the state of New York. And by the way, we have a full plate. We have COVID. We have recovery. We have rebuilding. We have a teetering New York City. We have a terrible financial picture. We have to do vaccines. I'm going to do the job the people of the state elected me to do.
Okay, the people of the state elected him to continue doing that job until January of 2023. In other words, he is up for re-election in 2022. Lee Zeldin, who I mentioned, Republican member of the House in New York, could be potentially a strong candidate against Governor Cuomo. If he runs for re-election. And if he doesn't run for re-election, there will be such a complicated primary with so many different people. And he will almost certainly be challenged by somebody, could even be by Mayor Bill de Blasio, at least so we are told. When we come back, we got to go to Texas because Governor Greg Abbott just announced yesterday that all businesses can open up at 100% capacity, and he's ending all mask mandates. Is that a good idea or disastrous and irresponsible? We'll talk about it and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.